give me liberty or give me death. These are the words from a famous American who lived 200 years ago. Patrick Henry made a passionate speech to motivate people to fight the British. Some Americans have forgotten his story, but they remembered his famous call to action, to actions. He didn't say, give me liberty or give me a delicious steak dinner. He didn't say, give me liberty or give me a good paying job. He said, give me liberty or give me death. There was no alternative except freedom. The power of belief is a very American ideal. If you believe strong enough, anything is possible. If you refuse to give up, anything is possible. If you don't accept failure, anything is possible. 250 years earlier, a Spanish man named Cortez understood this very well. He understood the power of belief and the power of not accepting failure. It's really important to be success. 250 years earlier, Cortez went to Mexico with only 11 ships and I think 500 soldiers to conquer and actually fight against the Aztecs empire. Well, we can tell you that Cortez was a soldier and explorer, and he had lots of experience about war. So he decided to go and conquer the actually Aztecs empire. The Aztecs empire, actually, it was a land and it was a place that is now Mexico. And Aztecs empire had controlled this place for 300 years. And they were really powerful and it was a really big empire. But actually, they had a problem, and it was actually, we can tell you that they were not completely united. So Cortez used this to divide and conquer. We can see many different reasons that actually Cortez won this war and conquered the Aztecs empire. So, for example, he was really advanced in art of war, and he had lots of experience. And actually, as I told you, that politics and infighting make the Aztecs empire weak, and they were not actually completely united. And Cortez made different deals with the Aztec tribes and the neighbor of the Aztecs to support him against the Aztec rulers. And actually was also a very lucky man, because one of his African slaves had a small pox, and this slave gave the disease to the Aztecs empire and quickly spread and actually killed 40% of the Aztecs empire in some cities. Well, modern weapons, political fightings, and the actually disease all helped Cortez to divide and conquer the Aztecs empire. But another reason that it was really important that we said in the first minute of this audio, it was actually the power of belief and the power of not accepting failure. Of course, some of his soldiers were afraid when they went to Mexico, and they afraid of facing a big empire that there were 20 millions. So Cortez did something crazy. He ordered soldiers to put holes on his ships and beneath the water. Actually, we can say that ships beneath the water. As the soldiers that ships beneath the water, they knew that they could not run away. They would fight and win, or they would die. So they had no other choices. So actually they won, and they defeat the Aztecs empire. And actually we can say that Cortez became a very rich and powerful man. And of course, he was not a hero for us and for the Aztecs. He was a villain who came to their country to kill and steal. But many people actually question today also. We can say many people today ask question. The heart of a man who killed for actually gold and actually money, it killed so many people. But what is not a question is Cortez's conviction, it's Cortez's belief that his belief was really strong, that he had only 500 soldiers and he decided to facing a big empire that had 20 million soldiers or populations. And Cortez is often remembered for thinking his ships. So that decision is the lesson in the power of believing and not accepting failure. But he was not also first man. Sheng Yu did it as the same things. And he did it before the Cortez. So Sheng Yu was the first man who did it. So if you wanted to learn about this lesson, that we can tell you that the power of belief and the power of not accepting failure, it's really, really, really important. Bob Marley has actually a famous sentences that I think you know about it, that he said that you never know how strong you are until being strong is your only choice. Actually, being strong is your if your only way to become success is being strong, you understand that you are very, very strong. I say again these sentences. You never know how strong you are until being strong is your only choice. It's really fantastic sentences. So I want to ask you questions that how can this attitude be applied in your lives? What rocks can you break? What ships can you sink? And how can you make success your only options?